The New South Wales police have been accused of running an absurd, ridiculous and appalling case against a pair of coal seam gas protesters. Last week, a New South Wales magistrate threw a police case out of court, accusing the police of running a weak and vexatious case. The magistrate raised questions about political interference, asking why an innocuous minor traffic matter worthy of a $67 fine wasted the court's time. David Mark reports.
This was a case that started badly and just got worse.
The police have brought a vexatious prosecution without any justification whatsoever.
Stephen Blanks is the president of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties.
That's a very unsatisfactory position for the public to be in and undermines public confidence in the police.
The story began on a quiet bush track near Glenugie in northern New South Wales on the 7th of January this year. That day, a group of anti-coal seam gas protesters were demonstrating against test drilling by the company Metgasco.
There were a number of people arrested.
Philip Wickham, the solicitor who acted for the protesters, says they were arrested by a member of the police's Public Order and Riot Squad.
Probably 25 or 30 people. And a lot of them were charged with the same charge, essentially two charges.
The charges were pedestrian obstruct driver and hinder police. In order to save time, the prosecution, the defence and the court struck a deal to run a test case against two of the protesters. But then, just days before the case was due to be heard and without informing the court, the prosecutors pulled their charges. Stephen Blanks.
The police then, after withdrawing the first two charges, introduced on the last possible day a new charge of attempting to obstruct traffic. Now, this is an offence which the magistrate says that he's not aware of any other prosecution for such an offence, and indeed the offence is almost absurd.
It was a charge that was so insignificant that even if everybody had been found guilty of it, I mean, and even if everybody had been sentenced to something, they would have been sentenced to it would have been like a $20 fine or something like that, or a $30 fine. It was all of such sort of trivial proportions.
Innocuous indeed, as Magistrate David Halpin wrote in his judgment last week. In fact, he asks whether there was any political interference in the decision to go ahead with the case.
In this case, I find myself asking what could possibly be the reason for continuing on with such an innocuous charge in these circumstances. Why else would police risk cost orders against them, drive a prosecutor up from Sydney to run the matters, arrange police witnesses to travel from Sydney, all for an innocuous minor traffic matter?
The magistrate says the CSG issue is political. He notes the defendants who have come before him are farmers and professionals, many of them in their 50s.
It is in that context that the realistic suspicion of political interference arises.
Philip Wickham, the lawyer for the two defendants.
It was as though somewhere down the line somebody was having some sort of face-saving exercise. And whether it was the Public Order and Riot Squad or whether it came from higher up the chain, I guess we'll never know.
Aidan Ricketts is a law lecturer from Southern Cross University and a spokesman for CSG Free Northern Rivers.
I end up asking the question, someone presumably in Sydney was so desperate to secure a conviction in this case that they pulled out all stops, decided to use a previously unheard of charge, and proceed through successive prosecution. I mean, I think the big burning political question is how high up in the police or the state government was it that button was being pressed?
Stephen Blanks from the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties.
It might have been the police acting on their own. There might have been pressure placed on the decision makers in the police to make this ridiculous decision. But we should try and find out. The public's entitled to know how such an appalling decision was made and why. And the police should be upfront in explaining its decision.
PM did ask New South Wales Police why they went ahead with the prosecution. They said they wouldn't comment because the case is still within the 21-day appeal period. Magistrate David Halpin wavered as to whether there was political interference in the case, but eventually he decided he wasn't satisfied there was. But he did find that the police's case was vexatious.
It's a rare situation that a police prosecutor will allow a prosecution to get to this point where the magistrate makes a formal decision on it.
Stephen Blanks, President of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties, ending David Mark's report.